Lord, we just pray that you'll help us. We're looking again to the Word of God, and we agree, Lord, that we are a very needy people. We need to understand your Word, and we need the power to live it and obey it.
所以主要我们去求您的帮助，因为我们在学习您的话的时候，我们是一群有极大需求的人，我们需要您的大能和您来喂饱我们。
So we come to you again now. We're asking you to help us as we study.
我们再次来到您的面前，我们再次请求您帮助我们，当我们学习的时候。
Help us to understand, Lord, and then may we be swift to follow.
所以主要帮助我们理解，然后我们可以顺服。
So we ask all these things now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些所有的一切是奉我们救主主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Very good. Well, we've been studying a little bit in the book of Hebrews. So we're going to look today at Hebrews chapter 3.
我们一直在学习希伯来书，今天我们要学习希伯来书第三章。
Now, the book of Hebrews is, in many respects, a very deep and complicated book.
希伯来书呢，是一本很深、很复杂的一本书。
And we are going to study it not at a really deep level, but we'll just try to learn some things from the surface because it's going to be easier that way. We don't want to get too deeply involved because we might become overwhelmed.
实际上呢，今天呢，我们就学习这本书的时候呢，我们不会寻求去那些很深刻的道理在里面，我们只是说把这些表面上的一些道理来学习，学习这样我们可以从中得到益处。如果我们走得太深的话呢，有可能有些人发现已经被 压倒了。
So chapter 3 begins with a very delightful verse. It says, therefore, holy brothers who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we confess.
第三章第一节说，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者
So it's interesting, he's addressing these Hebrew Christians. He calls them holy brothers. He says, you share in the heavenly calling.
所以呢，这里讲到的呢，非常有趣的。他称这些为希伯来的弟兄们为圣洁的弟兄，而且是同蒙天召的。
So again, the book of Hebrews is written to Christians.
所以再次说明呢，希伯来书是写给基督徒的。
And the warnings in Hebrews then are to Christians that they keep following the Lord and not end up in trouble.
所以呢，这个呢，写给基督徒的希伯来基督徒的是给他们的警示。
And the first defense from falling away is to keep looking at Jesus.
所以第一个呢，跟随的呢，就是要一直仰望主耶稣基督。
If we're thinking about him, if we're walking with him, if we're following him, we're in good ground, we're in good direction. That's what we should do.
所以呢，如果我们时刻想着主耶稣基督呢，我们跟随主耶稣基督，我们顺服主耶稣基督呢，那么我们就会在一个很好的基础上站立着。
And so for those of you who've just joined us, it's Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 2.
那些刚刚加入的，我们现在在讲希伯来书的第三章的第二节。
And it says, Jesus, was faithful to the one who appointed him, that is God, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house.
第二节说呢, 他为那设立他的, 这就是神, 前面那个他是主耶稣基督, 他为那设立他的敬忠, 如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
Now Moses was very important to the Hebrew Christian and to the Hebrew who wasn't a Christian.
所以摩西呢, 对那些希伯来基督徒和那些不是基督徒的希伯来人呢来说呢是非常重要的。
And some people had the temptation to follow Moses rather than the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢,他们其中一些人呢,他们会陷入这样的试探, 就是去跟随摩西而不是跟随主耶稣。
So the principle is that in the Bible, in the Old Testament, there were many great men and women of God, and we learn from them, but we follow the Lord Jesus.
所以这个原则呢,就是在旧约里呢,有很多伟大的那些人属神的人,但是我们可以从他们那里学到很多东西,但是我们是跟随主耶稣基督的经历。
There were some who said, well, Moses came first, so he must be the more important one. We will follow him.
所以他们其中一些人说呢,因为摩西是先来的,所以呢,摩西肯定是很重要的,所以我们应该去跟随摩西。
But verse 3 says, Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses, just as the builder of a house has greater honor than the house itself.
所以第三节说呢,主耶稣比摩西算是更配多得荣耀,好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
So Moses was faithful in the house that God built, but Jesus, being God, is the one who built the house.
所以摩西他是非常重要的,因为他是在神建的那个房子里面,但是主耶稣呢,他是神,他比摩西更重要,他是建造那个房屋的。
Verse 4 says, for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful in the house. God built the house.
实际上这里讲到呢,第四节说,因为房屋都必须有人建造,但建造万物的就是神。摩西呢,是在房屋里面,但神是建造房屋的。
And Moses was faithful, verse 5, as a servant in God's house, testifying to what would be said in the future.
第五节说,摩西为仆人,在神的全家诚然尽忠,为要证明将来必传说的事儿。
And so we go back to a principle that I've been enjoying over the last several weeks, which is this.
所以呢,我们现在呢,有这样一个原则,在前面的几个星期呢,我一直为此享受的是这个。
The Lord Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. He is the great reality. The Lord Jesus is the one we follow.
所以呢,主耶稣基督呢,他是实现了所有先知预言的人,他是那个真实的,所以我们要跟随着他。
The persons, the pictures, the story in the Old Testament, they're all pictures of the Lord Jesus. He's the reality, they are the pictures.
因为在旧约里面那些所有的伟大的人物呢,他们只是主耶稣基督的一个影像,但是主耶稣基督才是真实的。
And of course it's all very amazing because how can you have the picture before you have the reality?
所以呢,这个呢,是让人觉得非常神奇的。你怎么可能真人还没出现的时候就有了画像?
So I say to you, I want you please to paint me a picture of the man who will be the Prime Minister of Canada in the year 2050.
我想想, 我说呢，我 请你画一个画像，这个画像呢将是2050年的加拿大总理的画像。
And you say, well, that's impossible. We don't know who it is. How could I paint a picture of someone who might not even be born yet?
你说那不可能，我怎么能画出一个还没出生的人的画像？
And the Lord says, oh, that's all right. He says, I can paint the picture long before the reality. Only God can do that.
你主说呢，我会画一个画像。在真人出现之前，我就把它画出来，只有神才能做得到。
But he does it in such a wonderful way that the picture explains the reality. The reality is there, but the picture helps make it more clear.
所以实际上呢，主呢的画像有一种非常奇特的方式，因为他画出来的画像呢，会做出解释。解释将来那个真人是什么样子。
Now remember, only God can do that.
大家要记住，只有神可以做到。
So somebody asked a man of God one day, how much of the Old Testament is prophetic?
所以呢，有一个人呢，属于神的人，他问了这样一个问题，他说呢，多少那个旧约有多完美呢？
How much of the Old Testament tells us about the future?
所以呢，旧约告诉我们多少关于将来的事呢？
And he said, well, probably 85%. That was his number.
他说呢，有可能是 85% 的，这是他自己的。
We have no idea exactly what that number is.But he said, I think 85% is what we should call it.
因为我们不知道他为什么会得出 85% 的这个数字，但是他说呢，我认为我们应该是得到了 85% 的。
Moses was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ who was to come.
所以呢，摩西呢，是那个主耶稣基督的一个画像，就是主将要来的。
The tabernacle that was built and the priesthood and the offerings, they were all pictures of what was to come.
所以呢，那个帐幕还有圣殿呢，还有那些最高祭司呢，它都是将来要发生的事情的一个画面。
But remember now, the Lord Jesus Christ was the reality, and Moses was only a picture. Don't get concerned about the pictures. Keep on going to the reality. That's the message in the book of Hebrews.
大家记得呢，摩西呢，他只是一个画像，主耶稣基督才是真实的真人。所以呢，你不要把注意力集中在那个画像上，而要把注意力集中在这个真人上，这就是所有的希伯来书要告诉我们的。
He says in verse 6, Christ is faithful as a son over God's house. And we are his house if we hold on to our courage and hope of which we boast.
所以第六节继续说，但基督为儿子，治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
So Moses was faithful as a servant. Jesus was faithful as a son. We follow Jesus. We let Moses point us to Jesus.
所以呢，摩西呢，他是个仆人。主耶稣基督呢，他才是儿子。他们都是信实的。所以我们要去让摩西，通过摩西指向我们的主耶稣基督。
And then verse 6 says, and we are God's house if we hold on to our courage and hope, and the hope of which we boast. We're part of God's family. We are God's house if we carry on.
实际上呢，接着讲呢，治理他自己的家，这就是神的家。但是呢，我们若将可喜乐的盼望和确信坚持到底呢，就便是他的家了。如果我们继续与主同行的话，这就是我们的家。
So the question that's going to be addressed now is, how do we know if we really are part of God's house, part of God's family?
那个问题就来了，我们怎么知道我们真的是神的家的一员呢？
And the answer is, the proof lies in the continuance.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说，你如果坚持到底。
Some people say, I believed God a long time ago, therefore I'm a Christian.
所以呢，有些时候呢，我在我成为基督徒很久之前，我就已经相信神了。
And the answer is no, I'm a Christian because I continue to believe, I continue to hope in the truth of God.
所以呢，这个答案呢，是我是个基督徒，但是我坚持呢，坚持跟随神，坚持在神的家里。
So the question that many Christians ask is, how do I know if I believe?
所以很多基督徒有这样的一个问题，就是我怎么知道我信了呢？
And the answer is because I continue to believe and I obey.
所以呢，答案就是呢，我一直的信而且顺服。
So,The Spirit of God now in these next verses is going to address the question, how do we know that we really do believe?
所以呢，神的圣灵呢，在下一节经文里呢，就告诉我们，我们怎么知道我们信了。
So, the apostle now reports about what the Spirit of God says in the Old Testament. So the Holy Spirit says, today,If you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. And I said, their hearts are always going astray. They have not known my ways. So I declared in my oath, I declared on oath in my anger,They shall never enter my rest.
现在刚才读的是七到十一节，第七节说，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候一样。在那里，你们的祖宗试探我，试我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人说。他们心里常常模糊，竟不晓得我的作为，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
So verse 8 again says, Do not harden your hearts as your fathers did in the rebellion.
那第八节说呢，就不要硬着心，像在旷野里惹他发怒，试探他的时候，就像他们的父亲呢，先辈那样。
You remember that they all saw the 10 plagues in Egypt.
所以大家记住他们的祖先呢所有的人都看见了十灾。
You remember that they all came out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea. The Lord was gracious to them and they all got deliverance.
所以呢你要记得他们所有的他们的祖宗所有人呢从埃及出来的时候呢他们在通过红海的时候呢主对他们是蛮有恩典的。
So when they got into the wilderness, they ran out of water and they rebelled against the Lord. And they said, I know God is able to deal with Pharaoh, but I'm thirsty. God has got to help me right now.
所以呢，当他们到了旷野的时候，他们没有水喝的时候，他们就开始悖逆了。他们说呢，我们知道那个神可以对付法老，但是现在我已经渴了，我没水喝，所以主神必须现在就能满足我的饥渴。
Now none of them died from thirst, but many of them did get thirsty.
所以呢，他们。没有人渴死，但是呢，有很多人非常的渴。
Then they ran out of food, and none of them starved, but they did get hungry.
所以呢，然后他们就没东西可吃了，他们非常饿，但是没有人饿死，但是他们真的很饿。
And so the warning is, many of them hardened their heart against the Lord because they weren't willing to wait for him to answer their prayer in his time.
所以实际上呢，这里讲到的警告呢，就是他们当时因着这个心就硬了，他们甚至不想等待，不想等待神来应允他们的祷告。
And so all of us will go through circumstances in life where it's very difficult, and we might say, I don't like being thirsty, I don't like being hungry, but you wait for God, He will solve your problem.
所以我们中间很多人呢，我们在人生中有很多的艰难时刻，我们可能也渴了，我们可能也会非常的饿，所以呢，我们要等着。等着神，他会解决你的问题的。
Now I said to my friend yesterday, because he's got a big problem, I said to him, remember when the three men, the three Israelite men were facing Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar said, bow down and worship that image. They said, no, we won't.
因为我有一个朋友，他昨天呢我跟他说呢，因为这个人呢，他现在陷入了极大的麻烦，所以我跟他说，当时你有三个人呢，他们面对尼布甲尼撒的时候，尼布甲尼撒说呢，如果你们不跪下拜我，我会把你们扔到火窑里去。
He said, if you don't, I'll throw you in the fiery furnace.
现在刚才说呢，就是如果你不那么做，我就把你放到火窑里去。
And they said, all right, if our God will deliver us, that's fine. If he won't deliver us, we will burn. But we're not going to deny or defy our God.
那三个人就说了，那好吧，如果我们的神他能够在火里拯救我们，那很好。如果神不拯救我们，我们会被烧成灰。但是尽管这样，我们也不会污了我们神的名，我们也不会否认我们的神。
Did God save them?
神救了他们吗？
Yep.
是的。
When did he save them? Before they went into the fire or in the fire?
所以神什么时候拯救的他们呢？是在他们进火窑之前呢，还是他们在火里？
And so they were pretty distressed when they were walking up to the fire, and they probably said, I thought God would save us yesterday. And they kept on walking to the fire, and then as they began to get into the fire, one of them probably said to the other, you know, this fire is not really very hot at all.
所以呢，我认为他们进火窑之前呢，他们可能会紧张。我们会让警察说呢，为什么昨天神不就把我们给救了呢？所以当他们走进火窑的时候，我认为一个对另一个说，哎，这个火里好像没那么烫。
So they found out that God was with them in the fire, but they could have rebelled against him and said to Nebuchadnezzar, yes, we will bow down.
所以呢，实际上呢，他当时进了火窑呢以后呢，他们发现了神和他们在一起，因为在这之前呢，他们有可能对那个尼布甲尼撒说，那好吧，我顺服你，跪拜。
So this warning is today. What are you going to do tomorrow? Well, by the grace of God, tomorrow will be today too, but we're not going to rebel against the Lord.
所以呢，问题就是今天神在跟你在一起，那明天怎么样呢？那明天就会跟今天一样。所以呢，问题是我们不要悖逆主。
And the fathers weren't willing to believe God for today or tomorrow, and therefore they did not believe. They were happy to receive the miracle now, but they weren't prepared to believe now.And so they were not believers.
所以实际上呢，那以那些以色列人的祖先呢，他们昨天是信的，但是他今天就不相信了，因为他们今天他们想要一个神迹马上就来，所以因为他们没有等到神迹，所以他们就是不信的人。
Verse 10. Why was I angry with that generation? And why did I say their hearts are always going astray? They have not known my ways.
所以第十节说呢，为什么我就是神厌烦那世代的人呢？说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我就是神的作为。
And the answer is they believe the miracles rather than believing God.
答案呢，是他们宁愿相信神迹而不相信神。
All right, so verse 12 then says, See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful heart, unbelieving heart, that turns away from the living God.
第十二节继续说呢，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
Keep on believing on the easy days.
所以呢，在你 舒适的日子呢，也要信。
Keep on believing in the hard days also.
所以在艰难的日子呢，你也要信。
And then verse 13 says, encourage one another daily.
第十三节说，总要趁着还有今日互相劝勉。
Why do we have a Bible study on Tuesday afternoon?
为什么我们有一个星期二下午的圣经学习呢？
Because we're encouraging one another daily. Every day we want to encourage one another. We need the encouragement that comes from studying the Bible.
因为我们要天天的彼此鼓励，因为呢，我们需要在学习圣经的时候彼此得到鼓励。
And as long as it's called today, see that none of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
所以呢，天天彼此劝勉，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑了。What
is the deceitfulness of sin?
什么是被罪迷惑的呢？
Well, deceitfulness of sin says you can't wait for God any longer. That would be foolish. You go ahead and do what's wrong now. Don't wait for God any longer.
所以被罪迷惑的是什么呢？说别再等了，不要等太长的时间。现在呢，你就去做你高兴的事儿，你就去犯罪。
That's what the Israelites did. They said, we can't wait for God any longer. We're hungry, we're thirsty, we want, and they wouldn't wait for God. And God said, all right, that means you don't really believe me. I've told you, I'm going to help you. Believe me.
这就是当时的以色列人祖先说的，他们说我们不能再等了，我们现在呢非常饥饿，非常渴，所以呢我们不会等神再来，所以神说， 我告诉过你们，我会帮助你们，我会应你们。如果你们等不到那个时候，说明你们不信我。Verse
14 says, "We've come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first."
所以第十四节说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。The
proof of our belief is that we hang on to the confidence in difficult days.
因为证明我们信基督的呢，就是我们在我们艰难的日子呢也继续。
All right, verse 14 again. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
所以再次来到第十四节，我们若将 起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。So
he goes on and repeats, and he says, as had just been said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as they did in the rebellion.
第十五节继续说，经上说，你们今日若听他的话，就神的话，就不可硬着心。 像着他发怒的日子一样。
So who were they, verse 16? Who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt?
他们是谁？第十六节，那时候听见他的话的，若他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
They understood. They had seen what God did in Egypt, but they rebelled because their hearts were hardened.
所以呢，他们是知道神在埃及所行的，但是因为他们的心硬，所以他们就悖逆。
How did their hearts get to be hardened?
他们的心怎么硬起来的？
Answer, they stopped looking at Jesus.
答案是因为他们停止仰望主耶稣。
It's interesting in the Bible, Mary and Martha sent to the Lord Jesus, and they said, you know, Lord, our brother is sick. You love him, he's sick.And they said, basically, could you please come and heal him?
因为这非常有趣的呢，是玛利亚和马大，他们派一个人去找主耶稣基督。他说，你的弟兄病了，所以呢，你要来，如果你爱他，你就来治愈他。
And he died. Lazarus died.The Lord Jesus didn't come. Mary and Martha buried him. The Lord Jesus didn't come.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时呢，主耶稣基督没有来，他们的弟弟弟兄呢，拉撒路去死了。所以呢，他们就说，也是因为主耶稣基督没来，所以他死了。
But when the Lord Jesus did come, they did not run away.
所以当主耶稣基督真的来了以后呢？所以他们并没有逃离。
Many of them would have said, Jesus, you're a phony. If you really love me, you would have come. You didn't come. And many of them would never have looked at Jesus again.
所以很多人说呢，这样说，他说主耶稣基督，你就是个骗子。如果你是你来，你没有来，所以我们这样的，我有问题是说你没有来。
But they believed in the Lord Jesus even through the disappointment of the death of their brother, which they knew the Lord could have preserved.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时呢，马大和玛利亚呢，他们尽管是主耶稣基督没来，尽管他们有些失望，但是尽管他们的弟兄拉撒路死了，主耶稣来了以后，他们还是去迎接主耶稣。
Would you be willing to believe God even through the disappointments of life?
所以呢，你会那样去做吗？尽管你在你的人生中有很多让你失望的事，你会坚持信主耶稣基督吗？
Sooner or later, we all come across disappointments in life. Keep on believing in Jesus.
迟迟早早的，我们在我们的人生中呢，都会碰到让我们失望的事，所以呢，你要坚持相信主耶稣基督。
All right, verse number 16. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those whom Moses led out of Egypt?
第十六节，我们再读一遍。那时听见他话，惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
They had seen the goodness of God yesterday. Keep on believing in the goodness of God today.
所以呢，你如果看见了昨天的神的美善，那么今天呢，你继续相信神的美善。
Did he help you yesterday?
神有没有帮助你昨天？
Then he'll help you today.Keep believing, don't run away.
所以今天呢，神会继续帮助你的，你不要要保持相信，不要逃离。
Verse 17 says, With whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert?
第十七节说呢，神四十年之久，又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪、失手倒在旷野的人吗？
What was their sin? Their sin was they were happy to believe God when it was easy. They just weren't prepared to believe God when it was difficult. The disciples believed God. As a matter of fact, they caught a big load of fish one day, and the Lord called them, and Peter and James and John and Andrew all said, "We'll be disciples, we'll follow you." But they believed him also in the storm on the Sea of Galilee when he was walking along. They were afraid, but they were thrilled when it was Jesus. They believed in the storm as well as believing on the fair day.
所以实际上他们同样的那些门徒也相信主耶稣基督，就是在加利利海上那个大风暴的时候，在风暴中呢，他们跟他们同平常他们有好日子的时候，而在风暴的日子的时候，他们同样保持信主耶稣基督。
And so verse 18 says, "And to whom did God swear that they would never enter into his rest, if not to those who disobeyed?"
第18节说，又向谁起誓？ 不让他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？
So we see they were not able to enter verse 19 because of their unbelief.
所以第19节就说呢，这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。
So what is the proof of belief?
所以，信心的证据是什么？
It's believing in the disappointing days. It's believing in the hard days.
所以呢，是在你失望的日子，在你艰难的日子，你仍然相信。
What is the reward of belief?
所以呢，对那个信心的奖赏是什么？
Jesus will solve the problem, and you'll be happy.
主耶稣基督呢，会解决你的问题，你会变得很幸福。
We sang it at Myra Biggs' funeral the other day. The words are, "When I enter heaven, I will say, Jesus led me all the way."
在 Myra Biggs 的追思会上，我们唱了这样一首歌：当我进入天堂的时候呢，因为是主耶稣基督一路带领着我。
You won't say, when you get to heaven, you won't say, "Well, Jesus did a pretty good job, but I sure know he never should have allowed that problem. If Jesus were good, he never would have allowed the other problem."
所以呢，你到天堂去，你不会去这样去跟主耶稣基督说。你说尽管主耶稣基督做得很好，但是呢，他不应该让我在人生里面出现那么多的艰难的问题。如果主耶稣基督是好的，他不应该让我在人生中出现那么艰难的时刻。When
you stand before God, will you be able to say to him, "God, you did a good job, but you sure made a big mistake here"?
所以呢，你到天堂的时候，如果你站在神面前呢，你不会这样说。你说神呢，哎，你做得很好，但是呢，你犯了一个很大的错。Now
the problem that the Jews had in the days when this was written, their problem was that they had been following Moses.
所以呢，这个当这封希伯来书写的时候，当时犹太人他们所面临的问题呢，他们是在跟随摩西。Then
they decided to follow Jesus.
然后呢，他们决定跟随主耶稣。But
when they started to follow Jesus, the other Jewish people didn't like them.
所以呢，当他们开始追随主耶稣基督的时候呢，另外一些不信的犹太人呢，就开始不喜欢他们了。Many
of them actually lost their jobs, many lost their families, and many probably had many other distresses.
所以呢，这其中很多信了主的犹太人呢，他们失去了他们的工作。 他们甚至家庭也破碎了，他们甚至面临着很多其他的苦难。
So what were they going to do?
所以他们会怎么做下一步？
This book was probably written around the year A.D. 65.
所以这本书呢，大概是在公元前65年写的。
It was so bad in those days that many of the Christians actually left the city of Jerusalem and they went to other parts of the country. Many of them went to other countries because the persecution against the gospel was so great.
我刚才翻错了，纠正一下，是公元以后65年。实际上当时呢，在那里的很多的犹太基督徒呢，他们犹太人他们甚至离开了耶路撒冷，他们因为所以很多的迫害和他们当时所受的苦难，他们离开了耶路撒冷，散在很多其他的地方。
Many of them actually sold their homes and sold their possessions for values less than they figured they should get.
所以实际上呢，他们中间很多的那些基督徒呢，他们把他们的房子和他们的财物都以极低的价钱卖出去了。
But they said, we continue to believe Jesus, we're going to carry on anyway.
所以他们就说呢，我们要继续的相信主耶稣基督，无论情况怎么样，我们都要继续。
What happened was that within a couple of years,Titus, the Roman general, surrounded the city.
所以呢，后面跟着来发生的是什么呢？那个一个叫提多的罗马将军包围了耶路撒冷城。
They began to starve.
他们耶路撒冷城的人呢，开始饥饿了。
In AD 70, Titus destroyed the whole city.He took the tabernacle, the temple rather, and tore it apart stone from stone.
实际上呢，在公元后七十年呢，提多呢摧毁了整个耶路撒冷城，他甚至把圣殿呢拆的，就是一个石头都不在另一个石头上。
The Christians who left the city because of persecution early, they left witha lot of money from their houses, even though they were sold at lower values than they wanted.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时的基督徒呢，由于受到迫害，所以他们身上仍然带着很多钱离开，尽管他们把他们的房子比应有的市场价低的价位卖出去，他们仍然带着很多钱出去了。
The people who stayed lost everything.
在留在耶路撒冷城的人呢，就失去了一切。
Was the Lord with them in the persecution? Sure, he was. He used the persecution to get them to do what they didn't understand, so that they would be better off in the days that were to come.
因为实际上呢，当他们受迫害的时候，主跟他们在一起吗？当然在一起。主用一种在他们受迫害的时候他们不理解的方式，让他们离开了一个。本来是一个很糟糕的地方，所以他们在后面得到了比他们待在那里更好的结果。
Is God good?
神是好的吗？
Yes. You keep trusting him. Today's a difficult day. Tomorrow may be difficult. Today may be a wonderful day. Keep on trusting Jesus every day. Keep looking unto Jesus.
因为神是好的，当然是的啊！你今天可能有很艰难的时刻，明天也有很艰难的时刻。今天呢，也许很美好，但是不管怎么样呢，你要仰望主耶稣基督，你要一直的信他。
Therefore, chapter 4. Therefore, since the promise of entering into his rest still stands.Let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. Don't fall short. Don't stop believing in Jesus if the days are hard.
第四章第一节，我们既蒙留下， 进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间会有人似乎是赶不上的，不要赶不上，不要去做那样的事，要一直保持着信主耶稣基督。
We also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith.
第二节继续说，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
You heard it, keep believing it.
听到了福音，你就得一直保持相信。
The others heard it, they rebelled, they said we can't take this, and they didn't follow, and consequently they ended up not entering into his rest.
所以呢，其他的人呢，他也听到了，但他们却不相信，他们悖逆，他们悖逆呢，就是说呢，这个最后呢，就是导致一个什么样的结果呢？因为他们所听见的道与他们无异，他们进入不了安息。
So verse 3 says, Now we who have believed enter into that rest just as God had said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
所以第三节继续说呢，但我们已经相信的人得以进入安息。正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
They rebelled and rebelled and rebelled, and the Lord said, All right, you can't enter my rest.
所以呢，那些人呢，他们就一直背你，一直背你，一直背你。然后呢，主就说呢，好吧，那你就进入不了我的安息。
Others kept on believing, and the Lord says, You're the ones who will enter into my rest.
其他的人呢，一直保持相信，所以主跟他们说呢，哎，你们就是那批人，可以进入我的安息。
And verse 4 goes on and says, and yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world.
所以呢，四节说呢，其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
That says he will enter into rest. He must enter into rest because you see, the work that God has done has already been finished.
所以呢，这节经文说呢，他们可以进入安息，他们当然可以进入安息，因为神的功呢已经做完了。
It isn't that just that one day Jesus might come and save us.
这个不仅仅是说有一天主耶稣基督会来救我们。
He has already saved us. All the work for our salvation has been done. All we need to do is wait for the victory.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督他神已经救了我们，主已经救了我们。我们现在所要做的一切呢，就是等待胜利的那一天。
It will come sooner or later.
迟早这个胜利会来的。
And the longer we wait for the reward, the greater the reward will be when we get it.
所以呢，如果我们等的时间越长，如果我们将来能够得到的奖赏呢，就越大。
Okay, so it's wonderful. The work that is required for our salvation in every sense of that word, that work has already been done.
所以呢，实际上呢，有一个就是说，对我们救恩来说，所要做的一切的工作呢，已经完成了，就这样的工作已经完成了。
And then he goes on and talks about this finished work. Verse 4.So somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work.
第四节继续解释说，那到第七日有一处说到第七日神就歇了他一切的工。
So God has already rested from the work that needs to be done in order to help you and me, in order to save you and me.
因为实际上呢，神的工作呢已经完成了，他所做的以便来救你、救我、拯救我们的这样的工作呢已经完成，他已经歇工了。
And consequently, he says in verse 5, and again in the passage, he says, they will never enter my rest. It's those who believe who get the rest, not those who do not believe.
所以第五节就是说，又有一处说，他断不可进入我的安息，他们 但不可进入我的安息。这就是说呢，你信他的人呢，已经进入我的安息；那些不信的人，他们但不可进入我的安息。
So verse 6 says, it still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, God again said in a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as it was said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
第六节和第七节就是说呢，既有必进安息的人，那先前听见福音的，因为不信从，不得进入，所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的所说，你们今日若听我的话，就不可硬着心。
He's basically saying that the promise is complete, the accomplishment has been done, and so all we have to do is wait for it. Don't push God and say, you must follow my time. God will do his good work in his time.
这里基本上说呢，所有的工呢，所有的一切呢，所有整体工作都完成了。所以我们要怀着一颗感恩的心，我们不要去催神说，神啊，你要按照我的时间表去做，我们不能这样做。
Verse 8, for if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains therefore a Sabbath day of rest for the people of God.
八节第九节说，若是约书亚已叫他们想了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。这样看呢，必另有一安息日的安息，为神的子民存留。
Okay, God could have saved them, and he didn't. But God blessed those who went in with Joshua, and God blessed them, but some of them didn't believe either.
所以呢，实际上呢，神呢，他可以救他们，他也是赐福了给那些约书亚在一起的那些人。
And so verse 10 says, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his.
第十节说，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
How do we prove that we believe? We keep on believing.
我们怎么证明我们信了呢？就是因为我们一直相信。
Does it mean we have to work harder?
这个那个意味着我们不用再努力的工作了吗？
No, just means we have to believe longer. Keep on believing.
这个不是的，就是说我们要证明我们要信长一点，是我们要保持信心。
So verse 8 says, let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest. How? By believing, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
第十一节说，所以呢，我们务必竭力进入那安息。怎么进入安息呢？就是因着信心，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So we keep on believing ourselves, and we keep on encouraging others to believe, and we keep on believing. We don't have to work harder. We don't have to prove God to God that we work hard. We just have to prove to God that we still believe him.
所以呢，这里讲的意思呢，是我们自己要保持相信，我们也要鼓励我们周围的人继续信。这个并不是说呢，我们要一直的去努力的工作，努力的是做一些事儿来证明我们是信的，就是说我们要因着信心而保持相信。
All right, and now verse 12. It says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged or double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of the soul and sunder, the joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
第十二节继续说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一千两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And so one of the questions that we often have is, why is that verse here in this context?
所以我们通常呢有出现的问题就是说呢，这一节经文为什么会在这个上下文里出现？
It is a wonderful verse. The Word of God, the Bible, is living.
所以这是一个非常神奇的经文，因为神的道它是活泼的，是活的。
It's active and it's sharp.
是大能的，所以它仍然是比刀更快。
And so wherever we go, we take the word of God.
所以不管我们去哪里，我们都带着神的话，就是圣经。
Whatever the problem, we use the word of God.
不管有什么问题，我们用神的话。
Whatever the hope, we encourage ourselves in the Word of God.
即不管是什么样的情况，我们呢，鼓励我们自己用神的话。
And whenever the disappointments, we turn to the Word of God.
不管在哪里，我们失望的时候呢，我们转向神的话。
But what is the issue that we've been dealing with today?
所以我们今天要应对的问题是什么呢？
The issue is, do we really believe, or do we just say we believe?
所以问题就是我们真的信吗？或者说我们只是说我们信。
How would you prove you believe? You'd prove you believe by continuing to believe. You'd prove you believe by obeying, as you are responsible to, if you believe.
所以实际上呢，你怎么信呢？怎么证明你的信呢？你就保持相信，就保持继续相信来证明你的信，你是用顺服来证明你的信，你是用一直相信来证明你的信。
But the question is, how do we know if we believe, and how does God know if we believe?
所以问题就是我们怎么知道我们信了呢？神怎么知道我们信了呢？
And the answer to that, those two questions is also in the Word of God.The Word of God tells us if we do or if we don't. The truth of God is in the Word of God.
实际上呢，同样呢，也是神的话，因为神的话告诉我们什么去做，什么应该去做，什么不应该去做，什么啊，在神的话的真理里告诉我们一切。
So if you wanted to know if you believe, you'd set your eyes on Jesus, chapter 3 and verse 1, and you would set your affection on the Word of God. The love of Jesus and the Word of God, they are the great confirming truths of our lives.
你怎么知道你信了呢？所以希伯来书三章第一节说，你保持仰望主耶稣基督，然后你就去学神的话。那神的话呢，给主耶稣基督呢结合在一起。你继续的相信，这样就是证实了我们信。
So we live by this. Our simple life is belief in Jesus and faith in the Word of God. We fill our lives with the Word of God. We fill our lives with Jesus and the blessings flow. The belief is validated and God blesses us.
所以这个原则是非常简单的。我们信主耶稣基督。我们对神的话有信心，这样呢，神的我们在我们的人生中呢，把这些信心呢都表现出来，所以这样呢，神的赐福呢就会在我们的人生中溢满出来，所以这就是我们证明我们信心的方式。
How powerful and how all searching is the Word of God? What does the Word of God miss?
所以呢，就是说呢。神的话有多么的大能呢？他是有多么的可以去洞察人心呢？所以神的话会错过什么呢？
And the answer is nothing. In all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
第十三节说,并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显明的,原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Does God know? Yep.
神知道吗? 当然。
Does God understand? Yep.
神理解吗? 当然。
Is faith in the Lord Jesus and following the Bible sufficient?
所以呢,他是在主耶稣基督里,然后是一直是持有对神的话,圣经持有信心,是吗?是。
Are there any circumstances when those two things are insufficient?
所以呢,在任何的情况下,这两样是不奏效的吗?
The answer is no. It's all there. Hallelujah.
所以答案是没有。 所以呢,所有的我们需要的都在那里,哈利路亚。
Nothing in all creation is hid from God's sight. Nothing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The Lord is going to be with us in the stresses and distresses of life.
所以呢,没有被造的,没有一样不在他眼前显现,原来万物 在那与我们的主有关系的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的，所以不管我们在什么苦难，我们人生有什么苦难，我们有什么困难，主永远是和我们在一起。
Because of all this, we say in verse 14, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, even Jesus, the Son of God, let us firmly hold to the faith we profess.
所以第十四节就是说,我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司,就是神的儿子耶稣,便当持定所承认的道。Okay,
hang on in the difficult times, because we have a great high priest who's gone through the heavenlies. He's up in heaven.
所以呢,坚持在困难的时候, 坚持，因为我们有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，他已经在天堂里。He
knows he will help.
他知道，他会帮助你。In
the Old Testament, if there was a problem, you would take it to the priest and to the high priest.
所以在旧约的时候呢，如果你有问题呢，你就会找祭司，甚至找到最高祭司。They
would help, and then they died.
然后他们呢？ 也会帮助你,
but Jesus has gone into heaven itself.
所以呢,主耶稣基督呢,他自己进到天堂里去了。Therefore,
because he's in heaven, we hold firm to the faith we possess, we profess.
所以呢,因为呢,他现在天堂里,所以我们要持定我们承认的道。
For we don't have a high priest who's unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. He understands. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin.
第十五节继续说,因为我们的大祭司并非不体恤我们的软弱,他理解我们的软弱,他也曾经凡事受过试探,与我们一样,只是他没有犯罪。
He was tempted in every way without sin. So if you're tempted, you say, I'm not going to sin. Jesus didn't sin. I'm going to keep on believing Jesus, just as Jesus kept on believing God. He'll help.
所以呢,实际上呢,主耶稣基督他受了试探,他并没有犯罪。所以当你受试探的时候,你说我也不犯罪。因为主耶稣基督呢,他受试探的时候没有犯罪。 所以我一直保持相信主耶稣基督的时候信的说试探的时候他相信神，所以我们受试探的时候呢，我们要一直保持相信神，我们不要犯罪。And
now verse 16, one of the most wonderful verses in all of the Bible.
所以呢第十六节呢是整部圣经里是一个最奇妙的经文。
And it says, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in our time of need.
第十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得联系蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Will he help? Yep.
主会帮助吗？他当然。
What do we know about him?
我们知道他什么呢？
He is sitting on a throne of grace.
他坐在一个施恩的宝座上。
You just try imagining that for a few minutes. What is a throne of grace?
所以呢，你就自己去想象一下，花几分钟，什么是恩典的宝座。
Some people talk about a throne of power, and some people, some rulers in the world pretend that they're sitting on a throne of power, and you don't get in their way. They're the boss.
所以呢，有些人呢，他们说是权力的宝座，所以当今世界的人呢，他们呢试图说，假装他们是坐在权力的宝座上。他说：“我有权，所有的权力，不要反对我，否则你逃不掉。”
God has far more power than them, but He doesn't talk about a throne of power here.
所以呢，神呢比他们的那个权力要大得多得多，但神在这里并没有谈到权力。
He is the God who acknowledges the difficulties in our lives.
他是那样一位神，他知道我们在人生中所面临的难处。
And he says, you come to me because my throne is a throne of grace.
所以呢，他说你来到我面前，因为我的宝座是恩典的宝座。
That's kindness, undeserved kindness.Help when we deserve punishment. That's what his throne is. His throne is a throne of kindness and grace.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，他是爱，蛮有爱的，他是爱和恩典的，他足够的爱我，让我们不要受那些我们应得的罪的惩罚。
What do we find when we get there?
当我们到那里，我们会得到什么呢？
We find mercy.
我们找到了怜惜。
What's the difference between mercy and grace?
那怜悯和恩典有什么区别呢？
Well, mercy, among other things, means that we deserve punishment, but we get kindness, we get forgiveness.
所以呢，那个怜悯呢，就是我们应该得到惩罚，但是我们却没有得到，我们得到的是爱，我们得到了宽恕。
Have you ever been in a problem that's your own fault?
你有没有说因为你自己犯的错而陷入了一个麻烦中？
What happens when you go to the throne of grace? You find mercy for the problem that you caused yourself.
所以呢，你来到施恩的宝座前面呢，你就会找到怜悯，这个怜悯呢，是因为你自己犯的错而造成的麻烦。
What an amazing truth!
你多么美丽，多么奇妙的真理。
Should the children in Moses' day, should they have rebelled against God?
因为在摩西那个年代，他们那些人应该去悖逆神吗？
No. Could they have found mercy?
所以呢，不是的，他们不应该被你，他们找不到怜悯吗？
Yes, they could have, but you see, they didn't come. They said, we'd rather go back to Egypt than go through this. Hey, God, you're all wrong. Don't do that. He's a God of grace. He's on the throne of grace. He's a God of mercy. Keep coming to him.
所以呢，他们可以找到怜悯，但是他们没有来到施恩的宝座前面，他们就说我们要回到埃及去，我们要回到最终去，所以呢，就不要放弃任何事情，你都要来到神的施恩宝座前。神是那位极有怜悯极有恩典的神，来到神的施恩宝座前。
When will he help us in our time of need?
所以呢，他会在我们需要的时候帮助我们。
Okay, so that's a lot of good news in the book of Hebrews for people like you and me who have stresses and distresses in life.
所以呢，这是一大波的好消息， 就像当时在那个希伯来的时候，那些希伯来基督徒和我们当今我们面临的所有的麻烦和苦难的时候，对我们来说是一大波好消息。
All right, well now maybe is a good time for some questions because the great principles we've been looking at are very real. What do we need now? What can you give us for questions?
所以呢，实际上呢，现在是一个好的时间让大家问问题。所以呢，这个真理是非常真实的，所以大家有什么问题可以问。
Any questions?
任何的问题。
Well, I think what we're going to... Yes, Sunny, you go ahead.
Sunny, 有个问题。
Roy, 麻烦帮我问一下。就是以色列在旷野漂流40年，除了约书亚和加勒德去进了迦南地之外，那其他那300万人就没有一个得救的吗？
Sunny's question is Israelites...They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
Yes.
Only Joshua and Caleb get into the promised land. So that means that other almost 3 million people, they are not saved? Or?
Probably that's the case. They rebelled. They could have stayed with Joshua. They could have sided with Caleb, but they didn't. We don't know the precise situation, but most of them rebelled, and most of them didn't get into the promised land.
实际上呢，他觉得你讲的情况可能就是那样的，因为他们呢，大多数人都没有跟随着约书亚和那个 Caleb 一起进入应许之地。因为我们不知道确切的到底有多少人没有进入应许之地，但是他们确实的那些很多人都没有进入到应许之地。
Okay, it's almost like today.
这个今天呢有点类似。
How many Christians are there in Canada today?
这在加拿大呢有多少基督徒呢？
Answer, not very many.Most of them are rebelling against God. A few like us, by the grace of God, but we're following the Lord. If you're not following the Lord, we're praying that you will. But there's only a few who follow the Lord. Most rebel.
所以呢，如果呢，就像今天加拿大一样，只有极少数的基督徒，他们信主的，大多数人呢都悖逆了，因为我们藉着神的恩典，就像我们现在这些人。我们这一小部分人，我们是信主圣服主的。如果你没有信主，我们会为你祷告。所以呢，我们只有极少数的人信了。
In the days of the Lord Jesus, most of the people rebelled against him. Most of the people said, "Crucify him. We will not have this man to reign over us." That's what they said in Jesus' day. That's what they said in Moses' day. That's what they say today.
所以呢，实际上呢，当时呢，在摩西时代有很多的人悖逆的。他们不想要主，在主耶稣基督的那个年代呢，也有很多人悖逆的主，因为他们要把主耶稣钉十字架，他们说我们不要他，我们不要他做我们的王。今天也是一样，很多人都不要主耶稣。
There is always a remnant or a small minority, but there is very rarely, if ever, a majority of the people who are Christians. Most people say no to God.
所以呢，这只是说是愚民在讲的，就是说我们只是一些剩下的一些极少数的人，在所有的时间，大多数的时候，我们都是极少数，不是说大多数那些主要的那些大部分人都是悖逆的，他们都不信神。
Okay, any other questions or comments?
还有没有其他的人和其他问题和那种看法？
我问一下吧，这个信心呢、啊、真的是太难了。我有时候觉得我的信心很强的，我但是有时候又很软弱。
嗯，
是不是根于在学习？我在这个学习的环境里面，我的信心就很强。我一旦不学习了，我就觉得我的信心很弱。
嗯，是很 ask a question。She said the faith maybe is very difficult to keep on, because when she studied with us, with the Christians, her faith is very strong. But when she didn't study with the Christians, her faith is very weak. So sometimes her faith is strong, sometimes it's weak. So
that is the reason why we're with the Christians often.
所以呢，他就是说，这就是为什么我们基督徒要经常的在一起。
The early Christians, Acts chapter 2, and the later chapters of Acts, they were with the Christians every day.
所以实际上当时呢，在使徒行传的第二章开始的那些早期的基督徒呢，他们是每天都待在一起。
Pretty much all my life, I've been with Christians outside of my family every day.
因为实际上在他的人生中的大多数时间呢，他是和基督徒在一起，而不是待在家里。
In my family, it's more, but outside of the family, I've been at one meeting, another meeting, another meeting since I was a teenager, since I was younger than that. We kept on going to lots of meetings.
所以呢，在那个他年轻的时候呢。他很少待在家里，在家里当然是很好，但是他一会儿参加这样一个年轻人的会议，一会儿参加另外一个圣经学习，他就是一直在不断的参加一个一个的圣经学习会议。
Why do we have so many meetings at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
为什么在我们16街福音教会有这么多的学习会议呢？
I've tried to count up the number of meetings we have on Zoom like this or in other ways. How many meetings do we have at 16th every week?
所以呢，我试图的计算了一下，计算了一下在这个 Zoom 上的会议，还有在教堂里的会议，我们在我们的16街教会里有多少场这样的会议呢？
And it depends how you count.But we've got far more than one a day. We've probably got 30 or 40 meetings or more every single week. Why is that?
所以呢，这个是看你怎么计算呢。实际上，我们在每一个星期呢，远远超过了30到40场会议。但是为什么我们有这么多的会议呢？
That's because we know that we're stronger.We're healthier when we're with the Christians every day, all the time with the Christians.
所以呢，这就是让我们意识到，我们跟基督徒呢待的时间越长呢，我们就越健康，越强壮。
How often was Jesus with the 12 disciples?
所以主耶稣基督也是有多么经常的和十二门徒在一起呢？
Well, pretty much all day, every day.
可能是每天或者是一天一整天都和他们在一起。
And so Hong, that's what we should be. You're doing the right thing. You come to prayer meetings. You come to Bible studies. You keep coming. Stay with the Christians. You will be strong. Go away. You'll be weak.
所以呢，实际上呢，那Hong呢，你是做了正确的事，因为你来参加祷告会。你一直来参加我们的圣洁学习，所以要坚持住，保持住，不要离开了这样的环境。
我还有一个问题，不是很明白。那新约基督的门徒，那么多门徒，他做了那么多神迹给他们看，但是为什么他死后的话，那个门徒还是不相信他会复活了？ 因为他们也眼睛也看见了啊，做过那么多那么多的神迹，他们都为什么、我就不太明白啊，为什么他们还是不相信他会复活？
So, Hong got a large question because the disciples, they saw many miracles that Lord Jesus did. But why, after the Lord Jesus died on the cross, and they didn't believe, most of them didn't believe the Lord Jesus will rise again.
挺难的话呀，你别这么普通话。
Well, I think the problem was that they didn't want him to die. And because they didn't want him to die, they didn't like the idea of his rising again. It was so new, it was so big, it was hard for them to believe.
所以呢，他认为那个原因呢，是他们根本就不想主耶稣基督死，因为他们不想主耶稣基督死呢，所以他们也不想去相信他会复活。所以这个是对他们来，所有的人来说呢，是全新的一件事，所以对他们来说也是很难理解的。
And it may be also because they wanted to, or we would be encouraged by the fact. They said it was very difficult, but he did it anyway. We've got to say, I'm not going to be unbelieving like they were.
实际上呢，我认为这个经文上这样记载，大概呢，也有可能就是要鼓励我们，因为他们在那样的状态下，他们都可以相信，所以呢，我们今天不管我们碰到什么样的难处，什么样的状况，我们都要保持相信。
Back to verse 12, we're to say the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We've got to believe it. And the fact that they didn't believe it shows that sometimes it's hard, but they should have believed it, and therefore we should believe it.
所以呢，实际上呢，第十二节讲的神的道是活泼的、有功效的，比一切的一些两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，人心的思想和主意都能辨明。所以这个事情讲的呢，我们要一直相信神的话。如果他们当时在那种艰难的情况下，他们一直保持相信，那么我们今天呢，因为是这样的，我们也要保持相信，我们依靠神的话要保持相信。
Okay, well, that's probably as far as we should go today. So we're going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm just going to have to run along, and the Lord will bless us. The children's meeting this afternoon at 3:30, prayer meeting at 7:30 tonight. May the Lord bless us. Let's pray.
所以那个时间呢，可能也到了，他要赶去参加另一场会议，所以呢，我们先来祷告。那个小孩的学习呢是3:30，那个晚上的祷告会呢是7:30，就欢迎大家参加我们的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the promises of God.
主啊，我们要为神的应许献上感恩。
We're thankful that we can believe you even in the very hard times.
我们非常感恩，尽管在我们人生艰难的时刻，我们仍然可以相信你。
And each of us, Lord, know a little bit or a lot about hard times. We pray that we will remain faithful in these difficult times.
我们中间的每一个人呢，可能经历了一点点的痛苦和艰难时刻，也经历了大量的痛苦和艰难时刻。我们祷告是在我们人生艰难的时候，仍然能够保持信主。
Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for Jesus.
像我们要向您的应许，向您的信实，向主耶稣基督献上感恩。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'm going to run and leave you. The Lord bless you all. We'll see you later.